When a teenage pedestrian was killed in June crossing the dangerous highway that runs through his Hudson River city, Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse said, enough is enough. Now, Morse wants that stretch of 787 remade into a boulevard. Change is already on the way.
I think you'll all want to come with me down the highway to see one of the new safety features that the DOT had orchestrated for us that would have probably been 6 or 7 months before the bureaucracy and buying the equipment and getting the approvals would have been done. With their help, within 2 weeks, we now will have the first set of safety precautions down on 787.
Pressing the cross button at the intersection of 787 and Bridge Street now stops traffic in all four directions, handing control of the intersection over to pedestrians, giving walkers 35 seconds to cross in all directions. Morse, speaking Tuesday, says middle buttons may eventually be installed on the island separating the driving lanes.
If that's something that needs to be done, I think we can convince DOT that maybe they should look at that.
Bridge Street is a small start. Other Cohoes crossings along 787 will get the same treatment in the days and weeks to come. Morse is asking that 787 be reclassified as a boulevard instead of a freeway. The project would cost between $12 and $15 million, and Morse says he won't accept any excuses for not finding the funding to complete the project.
We will advocate every single human being that has their hand on some type of funding, and you could rest assured that we will not stop until we find the funding.
There was a similar push that went nowhere in a pedestrian fatality along 787 in 2004. That death resulted in a complete study, but the project fizzled. Morse says there's also been talk about lowering the speed limit where 787 approaches Cohoes.
There's a concern that if we just simply said turn it to 30 and have red lights and have strict enforcement, we could have traffic backed up all the way to McDonald's in Waterford and then have all these other kinds of accidents because everybody's trying to hurry up and get through the lights. And so what we're going to do now is I have a commitment from Sam that we will monitor how this works. And if reducing the speed before it becomes a boulevard is something that we feel has to happen because these things are not doing what we think they may not be doing, he's committed to have that dialogue. But I do understand the other end of that, which is we don't want to cause a whole bunch of other accidents by restricting traffic. So we're examining the speed limit as well.
New York State DOT Region 1 Director Sam Zoe says a reconfigured 787 would feature similar lighting, curbing, medians, and signage that motorists encounter along Route 9 in Saratoga Springs, which transitions as it heads into downtown. Starting Monday, patrols along 787 will be beefed up, and Cohoes police will pull over any driver going a few miles over the posted speed limits. Morse says they likely won't get a ticket, but they will be handed informational brochures about safety. New York DOT spokesman Brian Vigiani.
Education's a big component of this. We're thankfully and very appreciative and support the mayor and the city of Cohoes, which will be conducting a education program with its through its summer recreation program for its children in conjunction with Albany County and with materials developed by DOT GTSC, which is the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, and the Department of Health.
Next week, Albany County Sheriff's deputies and state police will lend Cohoes police a hand, pulling drivers over as part of the 787 educational campaign. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.